God loves those who have self-confidence.
Sharpen the intellect, the unity in nature will become evident. The most revered and the most popular mantra in the Vedas is the Gayatri. It seeks the grace of the source of all light to foster one's intelligence and for nothing more. Tenali Ramakrishna, the famous Andhra poet, humorist and philosopher, once happened to lose his way while traversing an area of thick jungle. He lived in the reign of the famous emperor Krishnadevaraya of the Vijayanagar dynasty about 1500 AD. He was attached to the court and was honored as a wise and quick-witted minister. While he was wandering desperately in the jungle, he saw an old sage. Ramakrishna ran forward and fell at his feet in reverential homage. He asked the sage how he got caught in the wild forest. The sage said,
"The same mysterious force that dragged you here has dragged me too to this spot. The moment when I have to cast away the body I have occupied so long has arrived. I shall initiate you now into the mantra which I have recited all these years as my talisman and treasure."
It was the mantra of Mother Kali, and he whispered it into the ear of Ramakrishna. Ramakrishna was overjoyed at the great gift. He retired to the temple of the mother deep in the recesses of the jungle and was intent on the meditation of the mother propitiated by the great mantra. At midnight one night, the aboriginal koyas of the forest came into the temple with a goat, which they sought to offer as a sacrifice to please and propitiate her. Ramakrishna hid behind the idol, and when the knife was about to fall on the neck of the victim, he exclaimed,
"I am the mother of all living beings, including you. If you kill my child, I will curse you and not be able to bless you."
Believing that it was Kali that spoke, the Koyas desisted and went away. Now Kali manifested before Ramakrishna. She asked him what he would like to receive from her. She was pleased with his sadhana. "Which do you want?" she quavered, holding a plate of curd rice in one hand and a plate of milk rice in another. He wanted to know the consequences of eating either plate before deciding which plate to ask for. She explained, "The curd rice will endow you with riches and economic prosperity. The milk rice will make you a wise scholar. Now make your choice." Ramakrishna thought within himself,
"It's not good being a fool in possession of vast riches, nor will scholarship fill the stomach three times a day."
He was a clever person. He asked a further question.
"I see two plates before me. Before I make the choice, tell me how each will taste."
She laughed and said, "How can I describe the taste and make you understand the difference? You will have to taste them yourself," and gave him both the plates for that purpose. The clever Ramakrishna hastily put them both in his mouth and managed to swallow the curd and the milk, the entire quantity of the rice from both the plates. Kali was mortified and exclaimed that his impertinence must meet dire punishment. Ramakrishna accepted the mistake and invited the punishment she proposed to inflict. But
Can the mother's punishment destroy the child, however reprehensive the conduct of the child may be? My sentence will certainly save you. Do not be troubled, said Kali. Then she pronounced the sentence thus. Become a Vikatakavi, that is to say, be a clever clown, having great influence at court, accumulating much wealth and guiding all who seek advice, clever advice.